Discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Round Table.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Round Table, coming to you live from Beijing. I'm He Young. Good as always to have you with us. Smartphones and mobile phones have become such a big part of our daily lives. But when the latest, brightest, shiny new edition drops, what fate awaits its predecessor? Before you even think about ghosting your gadget into the junk drawer, here's first what not to do. Never ever trash it in the garbage can. That's like Batman saying peace out to Robin and sending it straight to the landfill, spilling out toxic metals and poisoning the environment. It's 2024, for crying out loud. Let's find out a cooler, eco-friendly way to give our old devices some love. And we're on a mission of starting your week with a motivational kick. Our Motivational Monday offerings will get you ready to tackle the week. For today's program, I'm joined by Neil Honglin and Li Yi in the studio. First on today's show, when our smartphones reach the end of their lifespan or no longer meet our interest, they become electronic waste. That's what it is. According to the China Association of Circular Economy, or CACE, the average mobile phone lasts about 2.2 years, leading it to over 400 million discarded phones annually in China. Interestingly, CACE found out that 55% of discarded phones are kept in storage by consumers, while only 5% are properly recycled through e-waste platforms or trade-in programs. Despite potential for growth in e-waste recycling, concerns for data breaches and cybersecurity often deter people from recycling their used phones. So we discuss, how do you handle your old phones wisely? And who knew? Our old phones and other electronic devices hold a treasure trove for mining. So this is apparently the new thing that everybody's talking about. I guess let's look at what experts say.
Yeah, actually, I think when talking about discarded smartphone or phone recycling, we have to say the awareness is not enough. Because personally, for me, I didn't really realize that one discarded phone could be a hidden treasure, because experts are saying that discarded smartphones actually have a higher value than we might imagine. One mobile phone contains over 60 types of elemental materials, including precious metals like gold, silver, and other valuable metals. And those materials from phones can also be recycled and reused. According to data, each ton of discarded phones can yield about 200 grams of gold, 2,200 grams of silver, and 100 kilograms of copper through refining. So that's why some people are saying that discarded smartphones are actually resources placed in the wrong location instead
right.
of garbage.
Yes, I like that you highlighted those numbers there. And apparently it is now slowly becoming an industry. Blowing it out of proportion a little bit.
No, actually, you're definitely right. We know that China remains the world's largest mobile phone market since 2012, and it is expected to have 6 billion used mobile phones by 2025. On average, each person owns 3 to 4 mobile phones, not to mention other electronic products, and that is definitely a huge market. In fact, in the past 5 years, actually more than 50% of new enterprises found, and these enterprises have something to do with recycling phones. So yes, definitely there is that industry. And I have to
Can I just quickly ask you one thing though? You mentioned that people own 4 to 5 phones on average. Does that include the old predecessors
yes.
that are gathering dust in
exactly.
our drawers? Okay, let me do my count here. Maybe 4 to 5. Yeah. And currently I have one that I love, which is the latest edition, and I have one still in use. So it's kind of troublesome to carry 2 phones, but I know a lot of Chinese people do.
I do that.
Right? And then one older edition is simply for Well, you know, it's just a waste. I don't know what to do with it. And we'll get into that part. But you just kind of just end up using two, and you either have two phone numbers or you don't. But you use it almost like a supplement thing. And that's kind of the reality, the smartphone reality we live in these days.
Yeah, especially I think nowadays, smartphones are not only like a tool for communication. They are really evolving from a communication device to like a multi-function tool.
My external organ.
Yes, like we can't really live a life without a smartphone. I mean, it's really your access to everyday services, actually, especially here in China with the booming of digital economy. I mean, you use your smartphone to pay for groceries, pay for your utility bill and your restaurant bill, and maybe to make reservation at hospitals, and managing all your like personal finances through one mobile phone. And I think as more services are really becoming available online, I think there's only gonna be more like mobile phone users. I mean, the mobile phone penetration rate will only keep rising. Mm-hmm. And especially not only phones, actually, we have a bunch of like smart devices, like smart watches, tablets, and all kinds of wearable devices. They are like upgrading all the time. They are really persuading people to buy them from time to time. So, I mean, the issue of recycling these devices is gonna to be really serious.
Yes, and actually there is one thing that might have changed a little bit in the last decade or so, because I remember talking about this a long time ago, and people started to have this awareness of, oh, what do you do with your old phone, because the replacement rate has been quite high for years. But let's admit this and accept this, that smartphone makers haven't all been that creative in the last 5 or more years. And then some might even say that the smartphone penetration rate as well as replacement rate has plateaued in China and in developed economies as well to some extent. So like the rate of replacement isn't as fast anymore, because just show me some exciting new feature. I just can't name a couple.
Oh, I have
in the last few years. Okay. I challenge you, Nihonin. I'm waiting to be excited here, to be dazzled.
Okay, I think it has something to do with your actual need of the phone, because you have different demands in different stage in life. For example, I've recently become a mom, and this new function of my new phone is really exciting to me, because usually when you're taking a picture of your kid, you have to catch the perfect moment. But now, as long as I am pointing my phone to my kid,
use AI to generate one,
turning on the function,
okay,
the phone would detect the smile on the kid's face and automatically take a picture. So I do not have to be as smart, as fast as that little function on my phone. And that, to me, is a very exciting new function that I really need. Not alone saying that for a lot of people, when they started to have the demands, have the requirement to work wherever they are, maybe they are on the road commuting, maybe they're in a train station, they need to start working. Then a relatively larger and easier to operate phone, easier for them to talk to their, let's say, coworkers, and in the meantime run the paperwork. It's good for them. So these different, when you're entering different stages in life, you require different functions, and that would lead to sometimes new phone.
Okay, so perfect smile capture function. Awesome. But I wonder if these like small tweaks to existing powerful functions are powerful enough to call for a replacement. And that's the part which is kind of, you know, me throwing some shade at phone makers altogether.
Well,
but
you know, my argument is that even if those phones are not really offering like very useful function, which are not really attractive to you, I mean, as phones are becoming like increasingly expensive, I think so is our income. So that's why I think phones are also sort of like more affordable for people than before. So that's why I think phones are not only like a smart device in that case, it could also be an option for gifts. So think about like peer pressure. You know, I know a couple, like the boy would always buy the latest version of the phone of one very famous phone maker brand. And so that's how, you know, these devices are somehow becoming a little tool to connect with each other. So that's, you know, how people are also like making huge consumption on that sector.
Yeah, certainly now the latest model has just become quite a bit more expensive than years before. But I remember, gosh, that was more than 5 years ago for sure. And I just checked right before the show. The iconic iPhone 4 came out in June 2010. So remember, there for a few editions, it was like all the young people were waiting for the latest debut of the new phone. And then that kind of just fizzled out. And I think it's a good thing on the one hand that we're treating this as, okay, this is an everyday item that we use. But on the other hand, which I'm not so pleased about, is it's becoming just expensive. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was me, like, almost, sorry to be a little bit shouty, but you get what I mean here. And then given all that, so I think our attitude towards phones have changed a little bit throughout these years. So have our thoughts about maybe recycling. And Nyoholin, you pointed out a really, in a way, I think is a promising trend that the recycling industry of smartphones and gadgets are growing. And we've seen that now, according to Tianyan Cha, there are 4,500, get your numbers right, He Yang, existing phone recycling enterprises in China right now. And more than 40% of these enterprises were founded within the last 1 to 5 years. So this is a relatively new industry. And now people are setting some, you know, promising future projections on it and saying that maybe we're going to enter this sort of fast development period for this industry. And I want to ask you guys, looking at the existing recycling channels, what do they entail? And could you walk us through the process?
Well, I think now for users, there are mainly three channels for you to recycle your discarded phones here in China. First is that you can give your phone to manufacturers. Basically, they're offering some like trading activities by those phone manufacturers, and maybe you can get your discounts when you buy a new device. And the second one is through e-commerce platforms, and they would also have their own recycling programs to encourage users to also recycle their mobile phones and some other home appliances. Like JD.com, they're offering all those very well-established services, I would say. And then the third one is third-party recycling company. There are some like professional companies offering those recycling services where you can simply, you know, book your services online and they will get professional staffs to, you know, receive and to check the mobile phones you're going to sell and to offer some like a more not so satisfying offer, but you can still sell. I mean, because I've sold those phone via those third-party companies, but I think they're still, you know, offering like the whole industry services. But I think now nowadays in China, basically for recycled discarded phones, they basically go to two major destinations. The first one is if those mobile phones are still can be used again, and they will be refurbished, and they can enter to the secondhand market at a lower price. And the second one, if the phones cannot really be utilized again, so they will be damaged and disassembled for the use, for the reuse of components, or directly processed to extract some raw materials from it. And I learned that in 2023, among those recycled phones, about 90% are refurbished and is sold again. So that means that actually a great number of discarded phones are pretty fine and they can be used again.
Yes, and all the three major ways Lee has just described are relatively the formal way of, let's say, recycle your phones. And when they are the formal ways, majorly, these kinds of ways would have something to do with the manufacturer, because there's the copyright issue. You cannot just buy a, let's say, new edition of a iPhone and refurbish it and then sell it to someone else without the consent of the company itself. It's, again, not formal. So there's the formal way and, of course, the not-so-formal way. For the not-so-formal way, of course, they would dissemble the parts or maybe resell it. And these are, I would say, the gray area, the market that we should have a deeper look into, because the majority of problems, of risks, of, let's say, your information leaking problem or some other issues would happen in this area.
Right. And also, I think there's a huge trust issue here. And I don't think that trust has ever been fully forged in this area. And these days, both of you have mentioned we use phones to do anything and everything, it feels. For example, some people trade stocks on their smartphones, right? That's and use internet banking. And also, so that's like your really important personal financial information that's there. And also these days, it feels like every app is connected to your mobile phone number. And well, you know, there's just this very sarcastic voice in my mind that's saying now that, you know, once people get, you know, the bad guys get their hands on your mobile phone number and just maybe your ID and these information, it's kind of like not that difficult to obtain if they're actively looking for it. And then you're going to be in deep doo-doo or really bad situation if that happens, if they want to use it against you or extract your financial information for other needs, as well as, you know, these days people use their phone to like take pictures, videos, even in their like really intimate moments and stuff. Mm. I'm not advising that. I'm advising against that, but people do it anyway. And the stuff that people save in their clouds on their phones and all that. I question you, how you feel about, you know, also, you know, given the fact that this the recycling industry has had some time to develop, and where are we at now? Like, does the industry worth or warrant our trust? Or what do you think?
Well, personally, my feeling is that for someone to steal my personal information, to steal my bank account as well as the password, maybe the most efficient and smartest way to do that is not to get my recycled phone. I believe they have smarter ways, and I believe I will be a victim if they try really, really hard. But to me, recycling my old phone, the most, let's say, risky or something that's threatening me is the fact that maybe without proper dealing with a phone, proper handling the information on the phone, properly wiping them out, because we know when you're deleting the information on your phone, you're only deleting the roadmap to find the treasure. You cannot really delete the treasure. You have to use new treasure to replace your old treasure to actually delete your old treasure. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the idea is that
I think I got that.
Yeah. Without proper dealing with your old phones, Joe Schmo in somewhere in a little county would start using his or her not brand new refurbished phone and looking at picture of this woman. What is happening? The woman's family and babies and everything. I mean, they might be harmless, but I feel uncomfortable with that.
Absolutely.
That is why I think a formal way to recycle your phone is very, very important.
Mm. Okay. And well, tell us about that. Then, I mean, for almost a decade of talk of, you know, recycling your phone, wiping out the information and protecting your personal data, etc., why smartphone recycling rates are still pretty low?
Well, I think actually it's not really a China issue. I think the rate of electronic waste recycled is low globally, because when you look at some official data from UN, actually some 54 million metric tons of phones, computers, and other so-called e-waste are produced a year. That's according to official data from the United Nations Environment Program. And that's equivalent to 7 kilograms for every person on Earth. And that number is predicted to double by 2050 if we do nothing about it. And now only 17% of e-waste is formally recycled. And meaning that the rest, which is actually the vast majority, is either dumped or discarded in landfills or transferred to low-income countries and be dealt with informal workers, including children, because they were seeking to extract some valuable materials which are actually posing risk for their health. So that's why I think we should really, you know, calling for awareness for that issue. But regarding why the recycling rate is not still so high, I think we talk about the concern for privacy or personal data leakage. I think that's pretty much the major reason for average users. But then I think for the whole market, there isn't really a very established and a mature industry chain, you know, for people to recycle their phones. I mean, although we do have those like several channels for you to recycle your phones, I think people are still calling for more like or tougher or more restricted regulations to, you know, to somehow form the pressure for those recycling companies so that they can really proper handle those data and also to have some clear responsibilities for them to, you know, set the recycling rate for phone makers, actually. Because when talking about phone recycling, I think there is always like a conflict of interest between phone recycling and phone manufacturers, because they always want to, you know, make the lifespan of their devices shorter so that they can really increase their sales value. If we're going to promote that business, maybe we need some regulations to somehow mandate those phone makers to increase the lifespan of their devices and also to have some, you know, like quota for them to recycle their phones on a yearly basis.
Right. And I think there are two parts I really would like to dissect, just writing off your coattail of your argument, Li Yi. First of all, what you mentioned, the phenomenon is pretty much called, I think, planned obsolescence. That's where products are intentionally designed to have a limited lifespan, thus necessitating frequent replacements. But still, today's phones are really good. I think we're kind of past that to a certain extent. But still, this is a conflict between manufacturers and, I guess, our and the recycling business to some extent. And then I wonder if there are things to do in this area. How can we overcome these barriers in the industry? And what measures should the recycling sector undertake to improve its efficiency?
Well, actually, earlier this month, the State Council, China's cabinet, has issued a detailed plan to further boost consumption this year through extensive equipment upgrades and consumer goods trade-in. And in this action plan, you see that there are, because it's an action plan, a nationwide action plan, so it has not that much or that many detailed clause about what to do directly. But of course, it has already encourages secondhand goods trading platform enterprises to establish sound evaluation mechanisms for dealers and users on the platform, strengthen sharing of information such as credit records and illegal acts of dishonesty so that people would have better trust on the platform. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, they have also encouraged improve green design standards for materials and components that are easy to recycle, disassemble, and to remanufacture, and more revisions to recycling standards for discarded electrical and electronic products. Mm-hmm. And so that when these, let's say, new products are built or are assembled with these new standards, when they are facing the fate of being recycled, it'll be easy to put them in parts and to reuse them. So I think all these new regulations, of course, there's the new regulation about making sure that the information in the electronic devices are wiped out properly. All that can be very helpful.
And also, I think the discussion to promote the idea of recycling phones could also be helpful, because for those mobile phone users, which the number of which are actually increasing on a yearly basis here in China, I think it's really essential to educate phone users that the importance of phone recycling and the risk of not really doing it, and what kind of like a waste of resources we are engaging with if we do nothing about it. I think that's also important.
Yes, and that's a really good point. When people are not using their unused phones, when people are not repurposing their used phones, they're either, you know, there are some environmentally conscious people like us, we just let it sit in our homes. But there are other people who just throw it in the landfill. And that's really not what you can do, just when we're talking, not what you should do when we talk about so many minerals that could be repurposed. Think about all of that leaking into Mother Earth. Just think about that. And then, it's 2025, and your old phone might still be sitting, languishing in a drawer, ignored on a bookshelf or whatever it is. But don't ditch your old smartphone. There are other ways to... Well, there are many possibilities to use it, and we have such limited time. Apparently, you can use it into a DIY security camera, wireless webcam, alarm clock, backup TV remote, or even a car remote or something like that, since our cars are like a big computer these days as well. So repurpose, reuse, that's the way to go.